This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. A content warning for listeners, this next conversation touches on suicide and mental health. Late last year, Najee Flowers, a lineman for UNM's football team, died by suicide after a long battle with depression noted by family and friends. His family is suing the university, the NCAA, and former head coach Bob Davey, who they say ignored Flowers' pleas for help and time off and forced him to keep playing. They're represented by Ben Crump, the nationally known lawyer who's also bringing cases forward on behalf of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, among others. KUNM's Khalil Ekulona spoke with Crump and Micah Hilaire, who is the lead attorney on the lawsuit.
Attorney Crump, you take on these huge cases all around the country, and many people reach out to your firm for representation. What made you choose to pick up this case in New Mexico?
Quite frankly, you want to be able to help people who don't have a voice to be able to challenge the Goliath institutions. In the case of Najee Flowers, when his father called, it was just heartbreaking when he relayed to me that the coaches knew about his mental issues that he were having to endure, but yet they disregarded his mental health because they said his only worth was him performing on that football field on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. When I think about the fact that you have a large percentage of African Americans who are out here playing NCAA football, that Najee could be one of several. And so that's why I knew we had to get involved. It's a case that could have larger implications on the sport and society.
The complaint speaks to the severe head injury and brain trauma football players endure and the NCAA's obligation to protect them. Do you believe the NCAA is partly to blame for Flowers' death?
Absolutely. You know, Najee was failed all around. He was failed by the coaching staff, failed by the university, failed by the physicians who saw him, who didn't adequately prescribe the proper medication nor supervise him when giving him antidepressants. And then you have the NCAA, which, you know, they have a contract with its players, and the NCAA was founded to protect athletes. Mm-hmm. That's why this case is so very important, because while we are seeking justice for Najee, then the greater impact of this case on athletes across America are going to be important.
Mm-hmm. In an article in the student newspaper at UNM, the Daily Lobo, one of his friends says Flowers had been hurting for a long time. Can you show that he was experiencing symptoms of brain trauma from football?
So what we are endeavoring to do is to train our own independent examiner to review Najee's brain tissue. But what we do know, at a minimum, is that there were early signs of head trauma. And irrespective of that, we do know that he had signs of depression.
The complaint points out that Lobo football players who were white were given time off, but Flowers never was, even though he kept asking because of severe headaches from concussions, depression, and a shoulder injury. How does this happen? What is going on in UNM's program?
We want to examine whether there's a pattern in practice of racial discrimination or implicit bias as it relates to the way Coach Bob Davey and his staff treated minority players versus the white players. This comes down to this notion of the marginalization of black and brown bodies in America. The fact that, you know, when you go back to slavery, you look at this notion that it's about these black bodies being used by the American institutions for the benefit of a capitalistic society. And for what? A football game? Is that the value of a black life? You have to play this football game, even if it costs you your life. That cannot be the message. I stand with the Flowers family and say, in America, we can do better. NCAA, we can do better. University of New Mexico, we can do better, and we must do better.
I want to thank you both for coming on to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, my pleasure.
That was No More Normal host Khalil Ekulona speaking with attorneys Micah Hilaire and Ben Crump. find a longer version of that interview in the mental wellness episode of the show, available at KUNM.org. And if you're feeling down and want to talk to someone, you can call or text the New Mexico Warm Line between 3:30 and 11:30 p.m. That warm line number is 1-855-466-7100. Or reach out to the state's crisis and access line, available every day around the clock at 1-855-NM-CRISIS. This is KUNM.